We're gonna bring up another open micer. I want to read the names of the remaining open micers we have on the set. We're going to hear from Linda Humi Hardy, Terrence Hegarty, Marilyn Kirby, Mary Crow with Mark Michaels, The Proper Ladies, Kirk Alexander, Amanda Maffei, and Ben Blum. So we'll bring up right now Linda Humi Hardy, a poet that we're looking forward to hearing here. I think it's her first time doing poetry at the Colonial anyway. She's done it obviously before, but we're happy to welcome another terrific addition to our poetry lineup tonight.
That's great.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. Ah, wonderful. Thank you. Can I bring this up?
Is that okay? Great. Thank you. My name is Linda Herney Hardy, and this is my first time with this audience. So, I am known as Dr. Seuss political writer, and I'm going to be real easy tonight so that maybe you'll ask me back, and then I'll really hit you with sack next time. My first piece is Peaceful Thoughts. At this very special time of year, we come together with holiday cheer. We at this time forget the racist, moral, and senseless crime. We join together to attempt life but better for this 1 month a year, beginning as our Thanksgiving is in arrear. It is that we all must stand after we have shared in the grand, our joys, our laughter, our days filled with fun, our hearts held still as hand in hand we prayed as one. For forgiveness and for grace, we fill that wonderful, thoughtful space, and each for the moment tried to be alive in the comment, attempting to put our daily strides to rest for the dinner pride, giving thanks to whoever above, knowing we're watched by that glowing white dove. Does not matter religion, race, or creed, we came giving thanks not in greed. We give but that little bit more, filling the Salvation Army's bucket with change galore. Let's think how grand it would be to begin each month so holy, that's W-H-O-L-L-E-Y, in thought, in kindness, and in care. For those who have it, how grand to share. For our pockets are so deep, as we with time will tell, let's remember George Bailey in the ring of that little tiny silver bell. So, of course, now in the alphabetical belief order, Buddhist, Christian, Islam, Jew, Muslim, and all other in the quarter, let's give thanks not just in these 4 short weeks, but in peaceful times all months we seek. I'll try, I promise I will. Now can to you your children tell. And then I have one more. It's called Holiday Time Special. When I was little, a downstairs I'd peek, listening hard for his black boots to squeak. Mine was known as Santa Claus. Why, oh why? Just because. He was the spirit. He was the man. I tried to be as good really can. And then, when I became a mom, oh, the Christmas is more memorable than none. For the joy in my baby girl's face, never ever on Christmas morn to be replaced, her favorite item of all was taking our time, unwrapping Santa's stockings fall. The thoughtful little things we wrapped With such care, feelings completely untapped. Who would ever want Caribbean pink lipstick for the skating rink? Or pencils with her unique name inscribed, as we could never find them at the paper store side. It was the thought, the planning ahead, of Santa and his rain-giving deer as she slept in her bed. And now, with glee, a grandmother she has allowed me to love deeper, to believe stronger. For my grandchildren, I do longer.
It was beautiful. Thank you for bringing some poetry for the season. Another hand for Linda Humi Hardy. Beautiful.